America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
9-0, you can't find anything bad with him, man.
Domination.
It is impossible. I dare anybody. It is utter domination. Donovan Mitchell, 29 last night. Oh, I did get a couple of people bitching about Darius Garland during the game yesterday, but I didn't. I was like, oh, you're just a couple of people bitching to bitch.
What
I ain't going to deal with it. He did. He had three turnovers, and they were not happy about it. It's the internet.
Okay.
It's the internet. It doesn't, you know, it's almost like you blow on a fire and all of a sudden the fire raises up. Like, it happens. Sorry about that. I'm in positive everything mode right now. Everything's great. We're giving away Cavs tickets coming up at 8:40 this morning. Cavs tickets 8:40. Sorry.
I assume the only time that anybody really gets upset during times like this when they're 9-0 is daily fantasy stuff.
Oh, like, you mean, well...
Like, Garland had 14 points.
You talking about, like, fantasy or, like, gambling?
The gambling. Whatever
okay,
it is.
Because I don't...
Just on a... individual
we
basis.
We call it gambling in Ohio now. We used to have to call it daily fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Shows you where I am. Yeah. But like Darius scored 14 last night, so if you had him at a certain level, then you're just going to be angry over that because your money trumps everything.
Boy, that's a good point. We probably get a lot of nasty comments about games. Football's football. That's once a week. That's a totally different animal.
And while you care about your fantasy football team, you care about your football team more than anything.
That's probably part. And they vent to us, which is fine. I try not to respond that much.
People were tagging me in a lot of anti-Struce stuff because Struce had so many bad nights. He was either feast or famine. The feasts were amazing. They were all-time great games. Yeah. But he had a lot of 2-for-9, 1-for-8. Like, he had so many of those. And so the daily gamblers on that stuff would start to tag me because they're like, Lima was right. And I'm like, well, I don't think Max Strus is that bad as you like they would get so down on a guy because they lost the money. That's the only thing I can see of anybody being upset with the Cavs at any point right now. It's stats.
I don't think there's anything to be upset with. Like, there's nothing.
They're 9-0, the only undefeated team left. The Celtics lost again last night. Oklahoma City lost last night. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have the best record in the NBA, now the Celtics have 2 losses. You have no losses.
No losses.
And that's why we're going to be giving away tickets to which game?
The Cavs and the Warriors.
Think about being able to attend that
Cavs
game.
Warriors.
Because the Warriors just beat Boston last night.
Did.
And so that is going to be awesome. What a nice early season showdown. You don't have to wait till like Christmas Day or anything like that. You get the hated Warriors, even though it's a very different version of the hated Warriors, and you get the unbeaten Cavs. That's a game that sells itself.
This is a...
you don't have to buy it. We're giving it away.
And
yeah,
we're giving it away.
8:40. You can give it away. We're giving away a pair of tickets coming up at 8:40. Also, Justin Termini, NBA Radio on Sirius XM. He'll join us at 7:20. If there's any negative, he might be able to find it, but I don't know if he can find it. I mean, it's fantastic. I heard Antonio Daniels talking about the Cavs yesterday, former NBA. He's on the Pelicans telecast and about how strong the Cavs have been to start things out there. I mean, there's a lot of positive things being said about the Cavaliers. I think if you're finding any negative, I think you might just be complaining to complain, or you might be exactly
right now,
as Lima said, you might be live gambling on it.
They right now have guaranteed 4 starters in the All-Star game. If it were the midway point right now, or even earlier than that, because that's when they come out with the All-Stars, you'd have 4 guys. You'd have 4 guys that would definitely be in it. And here, I have a challenge for any Cavs fan right now. Like, this is normally a show bit. Like, we do power rankings all the time, and it's three guys. But if we limited it to three, that's where you find a little bit of debate. Because if I asked you, with just three guys to power rank your Cavs in order this year on how good they've been, I bet you could ask nine people and they'd have a different grouping. Every single one of them would have a different grouping in order. Because I can't tell you right now who's been the best Cav this year. Has it been Donovan? Has it been Darius?
216-474-0092 has been the best Cav. I don't think you could say. I think it's almost demeaning to the rest of the Cavaliers to say Donovan Mitchell. I feel that that's old Cavs over the last couple of years.
Make the case,
he might be the best overall player, but
I can make a case their most consistent player so far this year is Jared Allen. Jared Allen, he went up and stuffed. I mean, Mobley had a nice block too last night in the first half. Jared Allen had another one of his all-timers. And it's every game. It's not like, oh, here's a once-in-a-lifetime highlight. No, Jared Allen's doing it every game.
Yeah.
And he's having the best year of his career by far. So funny. We talk about spreading them out and pacing and how are we going to conduct the offense? Who's going to be screening? Screening the screeners. Oh, these magical new sets for Atkinson. And Jared Allen is just like doing incredible things every game. And it's getting lost because everybody's talking about everybody but him.
By the way, I'm being asked a couple of things here. Just to do some housekeeping here. Because I kind of need to know who is, to anybody, who's been the best Cavalier so far through nine games. If you want to make an argument about Donovan Mitchell, fine. But
I think you make an argument. That's what I'm saying. I think all of them. I think I would not get in a knockdown, drag-out fight with anybody that called up and said any of those four. And then, not to mention, Ty Jerome has been sensational.
I keep hearing
guys talk about the Atkinson has changed the rotation, or they just have finally a backup point guard who there's not been a huge drop off. When he comes into the game, it's an extension of what the stuff Darius is doing.
So I was asked yesterday. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. JJ out in New York had asked me. He goes, "Are you going to apologize to Ty Jerome? I think you owe him an apology." And I said, "I don't owe an apology for anything." I said that Ty Jerome was a great golfer. I never said he was a bad basketball player.
He was a good basketball player.
He can get on the green in two. He gets up and down very, very well. His tee shots, I hear, might need a little bit of work. But I've never said he was a bad basketball player. He's a great golfer and a good basketball player. That's exactly what I said. And Ty Jerome was scintillating yesterday. Also, there was a question about whether or not we're going to flip the switch. I can't flip the switch if they haven't needed to figure anything out. So if they haven't had to figure anything out and it's like, all right, now we go, now we're taking on. There's no flip the switch. The switch was flipped and that's how the season started.
They've had really three games, the two against Milwaukee and the one against the New York Knicks, that I think have been kind of back and forth. Now, I know Milwaukee doesn't play any defense, but the Knicks do play defense. And you were in the third quarter. There was a point in that game, and I wouldn't be surprised if they reference that game, you know, a little even later in the season. I know there's going to be a lot more big games, and this will be a big one tomorrow against Golden State for sure at home. But I wouldn't be surprised that game, because I think the Knicks, when they saw those uniforms and the Knicks were playing their defense, even though the Knicks roster is very different, and it was ugly. There were points in that game in the third quarter where it looked identical.
Yeah.
Page out of last year, Page out of 2 years ago playoffs against the Knicks. And then what did they do? They calmly just came back, overtook them, and then silenced the MSG crowd in a way that was fantastic. That I think once they did that, they're like, okay, the rest of these teams. I mean, keep in mind, I told you something that I don't think I told the show something before the show that I don't think the show knew. Or even had thought of, or even had cared.
What?
Which was, I got a nugget for you, Kenny.
What's that?
I got a creamy nugget.
A creamy nugget.
And this is a testament to me on how it doesn't matter. It's the NBA, and it really doesn't matter at this stage. The Cavs have not beaten a team over 500 yet. The Lakers are under 500. Milwaukee is a one-win team. Detroit, Toronto, the Lakers, they're all under 500. And nobody cares. You can see they're good. It doesn't matter that they haven't beat a team above 500 because they're good. They're a good basketball team. They're really good. And they might be the best team in the NBA right now.
Oh, I How could you say they're not? Well, I mean, if you did a power rankings, they're number
would pick
one.
You, no one would pick you in a series over Boston.
Okay, but I mean, the power rankings are the current rankings.
Right. But power ranking, and hey, I mean, can you put a big defense? I'm sure the Cavs will have their struggles at some point this season, probably multiple times. But could you shout somebody down if they're like, I think the Cavs are going to have the best record in the NBA this year?
No.
Right now.
Well, if you start out 9-0,
yeah.
Like, okay, I guess Oklahoma City, they just lost, so I guess maybe they could do it. But, I mean, you're on your way to having the best record in the NBA. Guys, it's been a month, I should say 3 weeks of basketball.
And look at the East. They're going to feast. Remember, you only play the Western Conference teams twice, home and home.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question. Go ahead.
You're going to play all these Eastern Conference teams, and they are figuring themselves. The whole conference is garbage outside of right now you and Boston.
You play Brooklyn on Saturday. Is that a
And they're supposed to be right now. Test? They're one of the best teams in the East.
Is that is that a test?
No, I mean, I think we're way better than them.
Well, they're negative in the diff.
Right.
They're negative in the diff?
Yeah.
Whole Eastern Conference.
Just under zero. They're 0.3 in their diff. Negative 0.3.
They you got Cam Johnson who's good there. I don't know exactly what some of these teams are. I mean, there's a bunch of 4-4. So it's you and Boston, and then it's a bunch of 4-4, 4-5. The Knicks are a little whatever to start off the year. I'm sure they'll get things figured out. I tweeted back at Jerry Ferrari yesterday.
Local
legend.
Where has that coward been? I noticed he wasn't.
He came in studio. It's crazy. You ask him to come in studio, he comes in studio. Great, Jerry Ferrari. This is great. Turtles here. Awesome. And then he's like, let me on the air. All right, come on in.
Yeah.
And it's tumbleweeds.
Here we go.
Okay, well, if you want to come on, all you need to do is just walk in here, Jerry. All right? And if he keeps it up, I swear to God, if he keeps it up, it's going to start to go. I'm just going to start mentioning HBO shows that I think are better. And I will sever the relationship.
We'll take shots at his career.
I don't give a damn.
It's your classic Ferrara flaw.
I'm not taking a shot at his career. I'll just take a shot at the show he was on.
We'll do a new segment, Ferrara
flops. I'll take
a
shot at the show he was on.
We'll power rank your flops.
You want to know something? I sent a picture of George Costanza with the wig on. And I'm not making this up. This is actually true. And this might actually make sure he doesn't come on. I almost sent the picture of Meadow walking up the stairs, which I could have tried ecstasy and I didn't. I went, whoa, wait a minute. No. Because my fingers are too fat. And I went, don't send that. That's not nice.
Don't blame it on your fat finger.
Well, my fat fingers got me in trouble many times.
Don't blame your fat
fingers. They've been very good to me many times, but my fat fingers have been very, very alarming to me at times on my phone. I'm sorry. Big sausage digits. But yeah, you're 9-0 right now, and there's nothing. I'm hearing a couple of. I'm not taking shots, but I'm going to take shots at other people too now because it just becomes.
I'm hearing
a couple of other hosts. Whether they're on this station or off, you can say what you want. And it almost sounds like we're forcing things to be critical of, questioning. I think it sounds like that to me, where it's like, well, Darius Garland does this, this, and this, but he's still not doing this, that, and the other. And okay, if they're gambling on it every day, well, maybe they should disclose that they're upset that they've lost something on it. Like somebody did just tweeted us that they lost $750, or they cost them $750, they didn't lose it, but they probably had a chance to win. In their DFS, they could have been able to do it. If you're there, fine. But everything else, it's like, I can't. What is there to criticize? You can't criticize anything. You just bask in the glow of how good it started.
That's exactly what you do.
Like, that's what it is.
That's exactly what you do. You just sit back and enjoy it.
I can make a foie gras joke every now and then, but those get tiring to me. There's nothing bad to say about Jared Allen. You just said he's the most consistent Cavalier. Evan Mobley, there's been no real downs. There's just been series of ups that have been higher and then kind of coming back to earth.
He had a coast-to-coast last night. I'm like monitoring those. Those are fun because those are the things that remind people of KG. Or, man, Doc Rivers, didn't he say Giannis the other night? Doc Rivers, didn't he make the Giannis comparisons the other night? It's like, oh, that's nice to hear. Because that seemed like a pipe dream a year ago.
And I'm happy with Darius Garland because Darius Garland's 4-6 from long range and had 9 assists yesterday.
Shooting, yeah, absolutely.
Do we need to do the tutorial on how to, in the podcast maybe next week, how to do the box score, how to read the box score again?
Well, I want.
That's very nitty-gritty basketball.
I want to know, can you think of a coach that got off to this kind of a start with a Cleveland team? This kind of a start?
Paul Brown.
I mean, for our listeners, that have been through how many coaches and all the sports,
46 Browns.
Or managers. Can you tell me anything that's been
a couple of elderly men out there who are
like
listening?
This? Because this isn't just that. You know, we got the call yesterday, and two years ago, when I was kind of going south on Bickerstaff, I kept saying Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr. Why can't the Cavs be in a situation where, all right, they got the coach to get him to one level, and then the next coach to get him to the next level?
Mitch has some work to do,
and so that's what I'm thinking right now. Like, we had a call yesterday, say, Steve Kerr. Is Kenny Atkinson Steve Kerr? And where did Kenny Atkinson come from? He was assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors.
Mitch has some work to do. The 1946 Browns started out 7-0 before they lost to the San Francisco 49ers on October 27, 1946.
Go back and watch all the games, Mitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying this is I don't think there's an argument. Is this the hottest start in Cleveland sports history by a first-year head coach? He's not a first-year overall, but neither was Paul Brown. Professional football, did you get what I'm saying? Just have to throw that out there. Again, there's nothing you can say that's bad. It's a better start than Paul Brown. It's good times, man.
We have that in the same year that your baseball coach started his career, 40-20.
Yeah, but he didn't start 9-0.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Cavaliers continue their unbeaten ways. They cap off a 131-122 victory to get to 9-0 last night with Donovan Mitchell, 29 points. Cavs shot 48% from three. So did the Pelicans. That's what's crazy about this game. Like, you think, what is it going to take to beat the Cavs? Oh, another team shooting 48% from three. You still win. 131-122.
The Cavs have put a damn winning team on the floor.
So I asked the question before the break, like, is this the best start for a Cleveland team with a new head coach?
Yes.
And the reactions are coming in.
Yes. Are they agreeing?
No, they're not agreeing.
What do you mean?
They're not agreeing.
What do you mean?
Keith Britton says Stefanski getting off to a 9-3 start, way better.
Kevin Stefanski's from Crawford County. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. What's he talking about?
Said not even close.
What do you mean it's not even close?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just say football. Getting off to a 9-3 start in football is way different from basketball.
Do the math. What if they go 9-1 each of their next 10 games? What's their final record? What's their final record? Like Zach Meisel's on paternity leave. Congratulations again, Zach. Another baby for the Meisel family.
Remember,
he does like the whole like, hey, if the Guardians go this and this, they will be this and that. So if
72-10.
All right, so that's as good as almost as good as the Golden State Warriors. That's not NBA, as good as the Browns.
The NBA, what? It's just so easy to lose a game on any given night. They're scheduled losses. You know, the NFL, I don't know, scheduled losses. They're obviously games where if one team has, you know, one less day of rest than the other.
What are you talking about?
Like, I can understand you saying, but you still can overcome it. NBA, normally you just lose games just on a random night against anybody.
Yeah.
And they haven't done that. That's what's been amazing about this start. Is they've even gotten to the point where there have been some games with the Cavaliers. Like I'd say last night, first half, were the Cavs really playing any defense?
No.
All right, that's a game on the road, not playing any defense.
They weren't playing any defense in the first quarter last night.
The other team shot 48%, easy to lose, and they still won. Not only did they win, they were up 9. They outscored them by 11 in the third quarter. Like, it would have been very easy for them to say, okay, you know what? Let's get the bench guys in. Let's kind of relax. And the bench guys did get playing time. But, like, let's enjoy ourselves.
Like, you remember when, like, Paolo Banchero was out on Friday, correct? And we were like, well, you can't always just guarantee these wins because Golden State, was it last year or the year before, came here with everybody out. And they thought that was just going to be a scheduled loss and they beat us.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, that happens all the time in the NBA. What are you talking about?
Kenny,
this is the man who's supposed to lead us in the next...
Kenny Atkinson.
Generation
the game,
of
he got water dumped on him. Water dumped on the head coach after the 9-0 start.
I think you have to. We celebrated in there. They dumped a lot of water on my head. I mean, you have to. This season's so long. You know, it's so hard to win in this league. So when you do have moments like this, you have to celebrate a little.
You guys both criticized the Guardians for celebrating all of their milestones this year.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no.
Did.
No, I did not.
Yes,
that was him.
Did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I actually
did.
No, I didn't. I argued
with
him.
I'm going to just keep saying yes, you did.
Okay, but I didn't. I did not. For the
and
record.
Now for 9-0, we're doing water showers.
Now, to be fair.
I enjoyed it so much, I actually a fake celebration that they had, I enjoyed.
I remember that. I got duped, too.
Last year, the Cavs, the let them know medallion.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I thought was pretty high school. Ish. Did they retire that, by the way?
Well, now they're doing let them know water.
How often are they going to do it? Is it now every game from this point forward?
That's
the
how
winning
people
streak.
Trip and fall and slip.
What do they need to do from here on out?
I've been in that dressing room. They got good carpet in there. It soaks it up.
Well, if they
were on the road.
Oh, they were on the road. Yeah, that's right. It's
if
New
they
Orleans.
Did water for 9, normally you'd...
Smoothie King Arena is a slip and slide.
Normally you'd associate that with... Round numbers, a 10, but they did it at 9.
Well, we had an anniversary party for a 4th anniversary as a station, so I mean, you know.
It is the best start in Cavs history.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best start in NBA history for a coach with a new team. It is a milestone of, I don't know that, and I guess that was kind of done in jest, the water stuff.
Apparently it's not as impressive as 9-3 to start the year for the Browns.
9-3 to start a football season is pretty impressive.
Two number one overall picks?
When you go on percentage of games.
I didn't say it wasn't impressive. It is impressive, but you had two number one overall picks, and you had to fire two coaches before that. You fired one coach here, and there's no number one overall pick.
Most teams get to have a number one pick a lot, or at least a first-round pick. The Browns didn't have that for a while.
Mitch, any other seasons?
Bad one.
We got the ones for that. We mentioned Paul Brown going 9-0 in his first year with the Browns in 46.
He went 7-0.
Or 7-0, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then Stephen Vogt took the Guardians to 17-6 this year, which tied them with 66 and 99 for best start in franchise history. Mm.
It's just tough to battle undefeated. Like, I understand if, like, the Cavs end up at 13-2, I think then, okay, we can debate what's the better start, because that's a start. You just mentioned Stephen Vogt, like, most people, I don't know. What would you say? A lot of people had them to be around 500 or below going into last
year. Before last year,
so you're right. That is a great start. It's just tough to ever beat undefeated.
The one thing the start has done, you said they've got 4 All-Stars. They've already bought themselves votes on that instance of just people are going to go back to and remember this type of start. And go,
that's true.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't matter what they're doing in January. You know, right before the voting happens, they're going to get a lot of benefit of doubt on that stuff because of the way they started.
All right, the Guardians, moving on, bringing back their clubhouse leader. Welcome back, Austin Hedges, to the clubhouse, signing a 1-year deal. But for Austin, it's not just going to be about what he does on the field. It's going to be so much more when it comes to the younger guys.
That kid means the world to me. And it's cool that both of us live in Arizona. So him and I are going to be training all offseason. I know both of us have extremely high expectations for each other. We push each other very hard. You know, I feel like Bo got his, you know, his first year of coming into the year as the guy, starting catcher for the whole season, deep playoff run. He learned so much this year. So now, like, all of that stuff that he learned, he's going to use into next season. And if I can just help with that throughout this offseason to prepare him for that, I think we're talking about a serious breakout year for Bo Naylor.
So it's right there from a veteran who's coming back. He is obviously huge in that clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
No-brainer all the way around?
Oh, yeah. Remember, because they lost guys in their clubhouse as far as coaching staff. You need a guy who's basically a coach out there on the field. I don't know how anybody could argue with Washington, unless you just want to go down the Dolan's Cheaps path and say that, oh, this is going to be your big signing because you hate the Dolans, which I guess is your right to do. They are the owners of the baseball team, and so they're open to criticism at any moment, but I just think it makes a lot of sense. It wasn't like they spent all their money on Austin Hedges.
I think the bigger question is, what is going to be the leeway on Bo Naylor? That's the, you know, you keep hearing about mentor. Yeah. Obviously, vote is like, we got to get to Bo Naylor. Like, we've got to turn Bo Naylor around.
Another former catcher.
And so he's thinking, well, if I've got somebody who works with him well and can mentor him, it's not often you hear a player signed and it seems like it's not just about that player. It's about what he can do with somebody else, because they know they're in
real life Crash Davis, except, you know, he's working with a catcher.
Well, yeah, they're in a desperate situation, I think, with Bo Naylor to try to turn him around.
Yeah, I mean, he's younger, and you have to have a guy like Bo Naylor play well to, because eventually that's going to be a problem for you. That's because you have to hit on these guys. So if he can't get things going offensively, both sides, honestly. I mean, some of the stuff defensively, you kind of look up in the sky and go, what are you doing? But he's got to be better, and they have to invest in him. So this is not just an investment with Austin Hedges being in the clubhouse and being able to go out there and play on getaway days and call games with pitchers. It's also an investment in Bo Naylor, and should be. You still have to try to make that thing work.
All right. LeBron James had 39 points last night.
He did.
Getting back into the NBA, his coach, now that they are 4-4, J.J. Redick did not have time for a bunch of questions.
J.J., you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
And he's out.
Oh my God. What a child.
And he's out.
What a child. What a child. It's November 7th. What a child.
It's a long season.
I swear to God, this whole thing that everybody, this infatuation that everybody has with J.J. Redick, if he's not bitching, he ain't breathing. If he is not in a bad mood about something, and it's always petty stuff, and you can say, well, he didn't get traded because he wanted to go home. It's the NBA. You trade him to whoever you trade him to. You make the best deal for your team. You know, I could sound defensive of David Griffin going back in the day, but still, you make the best trade for your team. If it doesn't work out, you got millions of dollars. So what? Play the rest of your year. We got to get things figured out. I don't care what Griffin said to him. And it's always some, again, it's a personal teardown every time he was on TV.
Oh, you were talking about him as a player.
I'm talking about, all the way back. Okay. I'm going all the way back. It was a personal teardown every time it was on TV. Like, you and I take personal shots at each other. If they stuck me with Nick, it's going to be a minute before I start taking personal swings at Nick. I'm not just going to start throwing haymakers at Nick in his personal life before when we start doing shows on the air together. And I always thought that was wrong with J.J. Redick. And now here, you just act like a child every step of the way. And for whatever reason, people like you more and more.
Should we be making a bigger deal of LeBron James at age 39 scoring 39 points?
Yes, he's still one of the top 15 players in the NBA.
We're almost bored by it.
And he's going to be turning 40 at the end of next month.
Yeah, that's it for about last night.
Andrew Berry talked to the media yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, before we even play the audio, you had your first parole hearing yesterday. The Watson era is over. It is officially done. Now, the contract ain't done. Him being on the field, that's done. That's done. Book it, write it down, whatever. You gave the man a $230 million guaranteed contract. I know, start to play the violins. You gave up 3 first-round picks. I know, again, play the violins and the oboes. We've sung the song many times. And when asked about Deshaun Watson and his future, this is what the general manager one of the guys who spearheaded this move. This is what he had to say yesterday.
Given the resources that you placed into bringing Deshaun here from the draft capital to the contract, the way you've talked about Deshaun in terms of being a guy that's here for several contracts, given health, given that he's healthy, why can't you commit to him still being the quarterback of the future here?
Yeah, I'd say this. Our focus, again, organizationally, is like on making sure that he gets healthy. Just the reality of it is with any season-ending injury, there is some uncertainty in terms of the recovery. And so our focus is on making sure that he gets healthy and then we can move from there.
So a decision on his future would be more so based on health as opposed to what you've seen on the field in terms of performance?
No, I'd say this. Again, our focus is on getting him healthy, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, what'd that tell you? What'd that tell you?
That's not a commitment.
That is not a commitment. We're focused on getting him healthy. Yeah, everybody's focused on getting healthy. It's life.
We're already
focused on getting everybody healthy.
Yeah, they're already talking about him drastically different than they did a year ago.
Yes, that's it. Last year when he hurt his shoulder, we're getting him back on the field in 2024.
And they were talking about extensions.
Yes. that's what this was talked about.
Like they were.
I mean, he did not commit to a damn thing. And usually he doesn't try to. I understand that he doesn't try to tell you anything. It was pretty easy to say that Deshaun Watson is going to be back in 2024 last year. And I think anybody could have probably, unless you just hated Deshaun Watson, anybody could understand that. But it goes even further because he was asked point blank about the possibility of Deshaun Watson coming back in 2025, and again, survey says.
Is there a world in which Deshaun Watson can come back here and play more football for you guys again?
Yeah, I think that's always possible.
Yeah, anything's possible. That's always possible. There's no guarantee in there. There's no nothing. Guys, you're done. We're done. It's over.
Yeah, you didn't even get a yes there.
You'll
just
pay
a simple one-word yes.
You will pay on the contract. We won't pay on it. They will pay on it, and it'll hang over our heads. So we're not out of jail. We're not out of Browns prison. We have to go back to our cell because there's still a season left to play here, and there's still that contract that's over. But you just had your first parole hearing. So as we make our Shawshank Redemption jokes about being in Browns prison, you just had your first one with Red there in front of the board. That's what that was. That was Andrew Berry talking to all the people, and we are Red, the media, and Andrew are the parole board, and that's what you got.
Yeah, because he could have, Kenny. He could have just said, yes, 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 he'll be back here. Yes, those would have been very easy responses to any of those questions that technically he could just put off, or maybe won't even be here when all is said and done to have to respond to the things he had said earlier.
So
but he didn't do that.
In comparison, this is Barry from last January.
This is from January.
Okay, away we go.
We'd all love to have him on the field more often. I think that's safe to say, himself included. Do feel really good about him. Happy with the progress that he's made within our organization, both on the field and off the field. And we're looking forward to getting him back next year. You know, we think he's going to have a really big year and have a ton of confidence in him as our starting quarterback.
Night and day.
Because about Andrew, he won't lie to you. He will not put himself in a lie if he can help it. He will not do it. But he just won't tell you the truth. He did not tell us what he did not come out and say, no, he's not going to play for the Cleveland Browns. Of course, he's not going to do that.
No.
But I mean, they gave him every opportunity to try to say, yeah, you know, we got to see what we have coming. No, no, no. And the headlines all over CBS, The Athletic, ESPN, Fox Sports, all the headlines. Browns general manager noncommittal about Watson in 2025. Yeah, because he ain't coming back. He ain't having him back. That is a broken quarterback. That is a broken soul, and you're not going to put him back out there in the football field. That's just not going to happen. And it scares me, and it should scare Andrew Berry. It should scare everybody. It's like, hey, man, you guys were the ones who went out and got him, and the owner ain't going to fire himself. That ain't going to happen. So you're one of the ones that spearheaded this deal. Okay. That's on your head. That's still a lot of money. Still a lot of things that we have to go through on a guy that is not going to play for your football team. That's done. It's over. So at least you guys can move on and we can move on from that, because that just told me unless we are in dire straits next year, and we may very well be in dire straits, he ain't going to be back on the field. That's done. And I'm not getting any pushback whatsoever from anybody in the peanut gallery or anybody in this room. No pushback from anybody there?
I mean, I think
there.
It was pretty cut and dry. They are not talking about him in the same way. I mean, even the way he went to say, oh, off the field and on the field, they were still fighting those battles. Like, hey, he's a model citizen. He's a captain. He's a leader of the team. Is any of that stuff resonating
right now?
The captaincy
they took away from a guy that people actually look up to and fans
Chubb.
Really love, and Nick Chubb, too, by the way, which that always goes over really well in a locker room there. So there you go. So it's not even that. I'm not even saying this is the beginning of it, of the end. This is the end. It's over. It's over. So when you don't say things, and he's made a living off of not telling us, he's even made jokes. Like, you guys ask questions and I don't answer them. That told us everything we needed to know at 2-7.
And by the way, you can get away with that when you're going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
When you're one of the worst teams in football and people are wondering if this needs an entire teardown, the fans are not going to be nearly as joking and laughing about that kind of stuff as they would be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.